it has been nearly 30 years since the war in Vietnam ended, and today, a historic first, the defense minister of the Socialist Republic of Vietnam arrives in Washington, D.C. for a four-day visit. Pham Van Tra will meet with his U.S. counterpart, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, and other top American officials in a visit that marks another step in the improving relations between former enemies. NPR's Eric Westerveld reports.
Officially, Vietnam's defense minister, Phan Van Tra, is in the U.S. to talk about regional security interests, the war on terrorism, and military cooperation. But clearly, the legacy of the Vietnam War will hover over the talks as the once bitter enemies continue to improve economic and political ties. As a young Army lieutenant, William Nash served in Vietnam from 1968 to 1970. Today, the retired Major General is somewhat taken aback by news of the defense minister's trip. Nash hopes the visit symbolizes a new era and helps alleviate some of the lingering pain from a conflict that took more than 2 million Vietnamese lives and killed 58,000 American service members.
My first reaction is, wow, for those of us who fought in the war and left our comrades there, it's important that we have an opportunity to bring this back together in a new way and try to make a relationship that will in somewhat compensate for all the sacrifices of the years gone by.
Defense Minister Tra is a 68-year-old combat veteran of what the Vietnamese call the American Resistance War. The trip reciprocates a March 2000 visit by then-Defense Secretary William Cohen. No major policy announcements are likely. One official said Tra may ask, not for financial compensation, but for America to take moral and spiritual responsibility for the devastating health effects of the defoliant Agent Orange and the ongoing damage caused by the estimated 300,000 tons of unexploded ordnance still littering the Vietnamese countryside. Jan Scruggs is president of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund.
We dropped more bombs on Vietnam than all sides used during World War II. And sad to say, people are still being killed and injured by this, and there are parts of Vietnam, particularly near the old demilitarized zone, that are really quite uninhabitable. You cannot live there. The areas just have to be roped off.
Scruggs saw combat in Vietnam in 1970 as an Army infantry corporal. He later helped spearhead construction of the Wall, the Washington, D.C. memorial to the U.S. war dead that is the city's most visited memorial. In Vietnam today, Scruggs' group runs Project Renew, which in cooperation with the Vietnamese government works to remove unexploded munitions. In one province, the project reduced casualties more than 90% through removal and education via print and TV outreach. Outreach that Scruggs says competes with the two U.S. television imports in the increasingly capitalist country, the Discovery Channel and Music Television.
So when you go to Vietnam into some rural village, the most likely question you're going to be asked by a 14-year-old is whether Britney Spears is still going out with Justin. So maybe we use the wrong weapons over there.
During the visit, the U.S. is expected to bring up continued cooperation in the search for Americans missing in action. There are now about 24 U.S. military personnel in Hanoi full-time searching for remains. And every other month, some 100 military and civilian American specialists go to Vietnam to investigate and excavate sites for the 1,875 U.S. servicemen still unaccounted for. Later this month, in another symbolic move, a U.S. Navy ship will dock in the southern commercial city formerly known as Saigon, now Ho Chi Minh City. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Washington.